Fighting for freedom, writing for freedom. These record company niggas I don't like when I see them. My ancestors when I'm writing I see them and talk with them. Hoping in the promised land I can walk with them. Shit it on so many rappers it's like I'm in the star with them. But less concept, stark rhythm, pay dues, barbed wisdom. As legends fall, my godmother answer heaven's call. Preacher's daughters get fucked in the Reverend's hall.
MC's trying to raise a daughter, Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
Beauty Stew.
And who else?
Rallo.
And we have four guys on trying to raise a daughter. My daughter's out right now. I'm trying to raise her.
Thomas trying to raise a daughter, too. His daughter's got to be 18 by now.
He raised her.
He's been talking about raising a daughter for years.
Yeah, as long as this is 1999, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sound bombing, too. Still.
2 weeks in a row, we had a comment opening an episode. Sadat X.
Yep.
Has a verse, right?
Yes, he does. As well as, there's a third person on this joint. It's not Pooba, is it?
I don't think so.
Trying to raise a daughter.
Y'all are real hip hop heads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the old stuff is better though.
It's better though.
Fuck new stuff's terrible.
Young guys don't know anything.
They ruined rap, guys. They ruined
the
it.
The audience did.
You said the audience did?
Yeah. The audience is too big, so what passes is rap now is any bullshit thing that's a hit on the radio that more people tune into. It's business.
This is true. This is true. That's sad.
Do we have any emails?
We do. We have two or three emails.
Let's hear a couple.
Actually, pull these up.
That's Pooba, right?
That's Sadat X.
Sadat.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of got a Pooba voice. I've never noticed that.
A little bit.
Both of them do. They're both New Rochelle guys. Yeah. They got that twang.
We got two emails. One is from a first-time emailer named Liz.
Hey, Liz.
Hey, Don.
She says, "Hello, fellas. I'm sitting here cackling out loud as I listen to episode 553, Dodgeball."
Did you put something in the tip jar? Put your cackling?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. First, let me say, you're all some fools. Andy is an emotionally void fool. Randolph is a trill ass uncle fool. Tim is absentee trying to raise a daughter fool.
Yeah.
Petey Steele is sock puppet number two creeping up on number one fool.
Woo! You heard?
Russ is vegan baby making fool.
Vegan baby making.
He does be making babies.
Love it. Love you all to pieces. I definitely will be leaving a 5-star review in the near future. And Randolph, before you ask, yes, I made my contribution. Toward the jet.
You know me so well.
He already asked.
I did ask.
I won't go on and on. Just wanted to show my appreciation for what you do. Long-time listener. First-time writer. P.S. Let me go buy Blue Magic so Randolph can hook me up with a workout plan while I'm at it.
I can do that. What's her name?
Liz.
Do you have her email address?
I do have her email address. Yeah, I can forward you.
Yeah, forward me that.
Liz sent us an email from
her
own email address there.
Questions.
But she has to buy Blue Magic first.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a certain order to this, Liz.
Yes.
This is not the fucking Air Force.
I can't do that though.
So that was her, and then the.
Thank you, Liz.
The next email is from Pepper. Of James and Pepper
James
of the Greggs
Pepper,
family.
The James Greggs. The duo.
Yeah. The title of the email is hashtag all expressions matter. They they put together a lot of pictures of the Andy Klein, the Andy face. I missed a lot of that last week because I was at the Nationals game. And then I checked my phone afterwards.
Sunday.
And I'm like, what's all these notifications? did I have a tweet go viral? And then it was them just posting pictures, stone-faced pictures, enjoying the shit out of things randomly.
Yeah.
It was funny. And so here's Pepper's email. Hello, 3GO and all members of Sock Puppet Nation. Jimmy's wife, Pepper, here. It's been a while since I've written in, and I decided it was my turn to grace you with my literary presence. I've been battling illness all week, and your show has kept me laughing between hacking up a lung. I appreciate the healing laughter the Prosperity Podcast blesses me with. Well, did you put anything toward the jet?
They do.
I know they do. Yeah. Andy, you inspired me last week, and I could not wait to get on board with All Expressions Matter. I took it a step further with hashtag AndyFaceNation. I like I have my own nation. As a member of the bitchy resting face society, I decided no more expression shaming. Way to start a movement. I didn't even start it, but all right. I'll take credit. I'm sure you noticed in my tweets and Facebook posts, I got every member of the household involved, including the dogs. I did see that. We are all now devout members of Andy Face Nation. Also, Andy, I found your spirit animal. Attached, you will see a photo of what we believe to be Andy's vinegar strokes face. Yes, I went there, and it's a picture of Grumpy Cat. I don't think I'm grumpy.
No.
Well, I have had people, though, say to me, what's wrong, when I've just been
That's the blackness in you.
Yeah, maybe. It is. What's wrong?
Whatever
400
percent,
years of oppression.
Whatever percent of blackness.
Is what's wrong.
It's a lot of years.
Pepper says, congrats to all you on your recent show with 202 Fest. I saw Andy smiled on the game show. Represent, sir. Yeah, I didn't know they were taking pictures.
That's the reason.
I took that picture. Yeah. That was my fault.
You know, Chuck D once said that he refused to smile in pictures. You know, it's just like his brand. And, you know, I kind of feel like the same. I'm a lot like Chuck D.
Yeah, Tasty Taste almost bust a cap and some dude was taking a picture when he was thinking about smiling.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. She says, Dolph, keep rocking the dome. Your hat game is strong lately. Petey, as the number two sock puppet, you're the shit.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Haywood, my laugh currently mimics yours. It's not as contagious when I do it. Borderline creepy, actually. Well, so is Haywood's.
Well, Haywood's voice is deep, so that deepness.
Haywood's laugh could be borderline creepy, too. Like, if he was tying you up. If he was tying you up with that laugh, you'd be like, shit, this is going to be terrible. Yeah. And Pepper says, keep the healing power of hilarity coming. Thanks for all you do. Sincerely, Pepper. And this is the grumpy cat picture, which I'm not grumpy. I'm just expressionless. There's a difference.
Nah, yeah, that cat is grumpy.
That cat is everywhere.
He's just not having a good time. That's a real cat?
Yeah. The person who owns this cat is a millionaire now because of this.
Yeah, that cat is everywhere.
The cat is not grumpy. That's like a birth defect. That's like a condition to some kind of times cats get. And they just look like that.
Yeah, resting pussy face.
Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious.
So some fucking marketing major, I was like, I got a cat that's going to make me money. And then he started putting Grumpy Cat on shit.
And fucking he did.
$1 million?
They make easily.
Whoever
they pass
owns that
it around
cat,
like the Hope Diamond or
they
some
license
shit.
That thing out to everything.
Oh, you license it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have it on display at parties or something?
That's crazy.
So those are the emails for this week. threeguyson@gmail.com. We got your email, Tanya, about the story about the Chuck E. Cheese fight. We may get to that. She sent us that one. I think she sent it a couple weeks ago. We didn't get it, but she sent it again. So we might get to that. We might get to other things. And if you send us an email, most likely we'll read it, even if it makes me uncomfortable to read.
Yeah.
If it's full of N-words.
Emails are problematic.
And things about dick sucking like last week.
Really? N-words and things about
it was very
dick
problematic.
Sucking?
It was very problematic.
People are trying people try to get me to say shit because I read the email. I don't say it. I say ninja or just something else.
Yeah, that's a strong word.
But that's still, it's basically saying it.
It sends us problematic emails.
Yeah, it's problematic. Problematic emails.
Ninja.
Problematic emails.
It's hilarious.
So let's talk about Kobe. That was, you know, what's funny about the Kobe? That was the night I came home from
first night of the festival.
The first night of the festival.
Wow!
So when I came in, I turned TV on. He had 32.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, oh man! I put a tweet up. I said, oh, he's gonna sleep in an ice pack tonight. Got 32? God damn! So yeah. I sat down to watch. Fell asleep.
I started watching when he was at about 35.
Yeah. You keep late hours.
Yeah.
I was out.
But I was checking it on my phone when we were at Russ's show. And at one point he had like 0 points, but he had like a couple he was 0-5 when he started game 0-5.
That's why I didn't even tune in. I went to the fucking thing and people were saying, holy shit, you know, 0 for 5, but Flea should retire first because he sang the national anthem, apparently.
Well, he played it on bass.
Or whatever he did.
A lot of people liked it, though.
Yeah.
So. People just like Flea
from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It's interpretations. Either you like it or you don't. Or you're ambivalent. You know, but.
So I didn't bother tuning it in. I didn't care that much. I'm not a Kobe guy, but anyway.
But he hit his next 5. So it was 0 for 5, then he hit 5 straight. And suddenly it was like, oh, shit. Kobe's, and then they were giving him the ball like constantly, like,
oh, yeah,
shoot it, Kobe, please shoot it. So
there was nothing on the line for them. They're like, 14,
but I mean, they were D'ing him up.
80.
But it was,
so apparently he was just doing a lot of pull up jumpers.
At first, it was just because that Utah was winning. They were winning by like 12 or maybe more, maybe 15. So it was just like, okay, it's gonna be a nice little send off for Kobe. And then it turned into a close game. Like, that was the thing. It turned into a vintage Kobe thing where he's now shooting them back into the game and hitting game winners and shit. So it was more than just he scored 60. It was he brought them back and hit the game-winning shot.
Well, he wouldn't have scored that 60 unless Shaq challenged him.
Right.
I challenged Kobe to challenge him to hit 50. Motherfucker hit 60 on me.
Shaq is a jokester, though. This is the national anthem from the Lakers game.
Yeah, 50.
I think this is from this week.
Challenge Kobe.
To honor the United States of America, please rise, remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem this evening by Flea.
Take the stage, Flea. Take it away.
Prince Flea, glorious he.
He's got some effects going. Is he high?
I think he's high.
He's fucked up. He plays bass better than this.
Yeah.
I play bass better than this.
You play bass?
No.
Okay.
Right, but.
Then I play better than this. Yeah.
He's got it together now. He's back. Oh, damn it, Flea.
That was kind of hot.
He was just trying to make Kobe mad so he would score a lot of points. You know, it's a psychological thing. This video has 1,000 likes and 1,000 dislikes.
Wow.
Damn.
Broke even.
Thumbs up,
that's
the thumbs
a
down.
Weird right. thing to see.
Never see that.
Have ratings been disabled for the video?
No.
So
this
you
is...
could actually break the threshold?
Yeah, it's 1,000 up, 1,000 down.
So you're going to give the down?
No, I don't.
You don't
ever
rate
videos on YouTube.
I don't hate, so I don't rate.
You know what? That wasn't so bad.
It wasn't. I didn't dislike
it. Wasn't so
it.
Bad. It's just
whatever.
Disrespectful for the greatest country on earth. On and on and on. So,
I didn't dislike it.
So then in the second half, Kobe, he has like, at one point he goes over 40. And they're like, oh, 40-point game. Holy shit. Like, that's never happened. No one in their last game at that age has scored 40 points.
Challenged him.
In their final game.
I told him to get 50.
Then he gets 50. And he's like, oh, shit, this is incredible. And he's bringing them back.
Just like I said, get 50.
And then that last 10 points just happened like nothing.
Shit, the motherfucker got 60.
Hit a three, a couple twos, a couple free throws. Next thing you know, he's got 60.
Oh, amazing. Flash.
Yeah. But, you know, Michael Jordan did score 51 at age 39.
Did he?
With the Wizards, yeah.
Really?
His first year with the Wizards. Or 38. I think it was 38.
The only reason he scored that.
He had a bunch of 40-point games.
Because I challenged him.
He scored 40 at age 40.
I called Michael Jordan.
With the Wizards.
40 at home, score 40. It's your birthday.
He scored 42.
Scored 40 points.
Shaq is a big, fat guy now,
man. He is fat.
I mean,
he's getting fat.
You can't help that.
His face is all big.
You can't help that. Once you start working
out. He's been very successful.
Hold on. He has an all-star comedy jam.
I like
yes, he does.
I like, I like to eat chicken wings.
Very prevalent.
Icy hot.
Mm-hmm. I like to eat chicken wings.
Good market, all-star. I don't know. Are like y'all Kobe fans?
I like hamburgers.
Nah, I like Kobe. I like watching Kobe play.
I'm a fan of excellence, so okay, I like excellence.
Okay. I can respect
I
that.
I like excellence.
Something about Kobe makes you not want to like him.
I like people. He's arrogant.
I think because his shoes, but Jordan's elegant, but Jordan got better looking shoes.
Yeah.
I think that's, that's the thing. I think it's Kobe's shoe line. It's Shelby's cool.
Shoes. It, that's like very important. Boots. Did you put that up?
I did do that. His shoes
were. That was you that put that up about his shoes.
Always
his shoes
ugly.
Are ugly.
Kobe's
ugly sneakers.
Because he was with like Adidas first.
You got like Adidas boost. To make them.
It's like boots that should be in a movie. You know, some space movie. Does his boots look like
that? Never made
I don't
sense
think Adidas ever did very well with basketball.
They
shoes.
Must pay people more money than Nike. That's the only thing that would make that's sense the,
well,
as to why you
to.
Would want an Adidas deal as opposed to a Nike deal.
I think there was a string of injuries with Adidas athletes a few years ago. Like it was like Derrick Rose or whoever. It was a bunch of people that all got hurt and they all had Adidas. They all wore Adidas shoes.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, these
it was like a recall.
Suck. I'm all worried. I'm all worried about John
Wall. Firestone sneakers.
Fire to blow
John
up
Wall
and
has
take
Adidas.
The whole damn Lego.
John Wall's shoes don't look too bad.
Do we?
Yeah, he's on the second year
I
now.
I mean, LeBron's arguably his shoe line will compete with Jordan's, I think. He's like the only guy.
I'm not even...
Stylistically.
I can't even picture his shoes. Kevin Durant have shoes,
the most successful. Too? Yeah, they got shoes. People buy their shoes, but it's not like the Jays or the LeBrons if you into that thing. Just don't wear them on the gray line past LaFont Plaza.
This is the original John Wall. The first year.
Oh, that's not bad.
Now they're on year two.
I mean, you don't see people in the black community with them. But
no, yeah, I thought they looked pretty
not
good.
Not even in D.C.
Yeah.
Then the J Wall 2 came out.
Oh,
let me see
he's shortened
it,
J Wall?
I think they call him the J Wall. I'm not even sure.
Baby. I don't know. People don't. Adidas, I don't know. People don't mess with Adidas for basketball sneakers. I feel mm-mm. like.
No, not as much.
Consumers are just so damn.
Shell toes and classic stuff.
And then those are the John Wall 2 right there. That's the current John Wall shoe.
They're not hideous, but
I'm not.
Like,
I'm not a fan.
How much are they?
There's something gaudy and spiky about them. I don't like. They're like something Two-Face would wear.
You said Two-Face?
Yeah, from Batman. That's what I feel like.
Shout out to
or the Riddler or some
whoever
shit.
Played
you know
Two-Face.
What I like about the Kobe was all the Kobe hate, which Kobe engenders immediately.
Does he love it?
Well, he gets hate immediately. Like, well, he took 50 shots. So
they gave him they
I see some
what?
Good Kobe hate
he's,
videos.
He's not a good team player, really, Jason Whitlock. Suck my dick.
Well, Jason was like, he's like, he destroyed a franchise. I'm like,
really?
Are they destroyed?
Oh, I did see. Hey, Jason, that was a good Jason Whitlock video. That was pretty good.
Yeah,
I
didn't see that. It's like
he's fucking stupid.
Did he?
You think it was stupid?
Yes, because he said he destroyed it. I'm like, okay, so after Shaq left, you understand they went to three more championships and they won two.
Did they?
Yeah. Yes.
With Shaq left.
Yeah. After Shaq left,
two with Paul Gasol.
They went three.
They
won two.
They lost one to the Celtics. That was the year that
they beat the Celtics
in 2010.
Who else did they beat?
Let me think. 2009, they beat the Cavs. No,
they never played the Cavs.
They never played the Cavs.
So they won two without Shaq.
Yeah, yes. Kobe has five rings. Three with Shaq, two
three
without.
With Shaq, two without.
He's five for seven in the finals.
And been to the seven. Yeah, been to the finals.
With Shaq, he won three and lost one. Without Shaq, he won two and lost one.
So basically had the same record.
I think that was the record.
75%.
Yeah, they should have just kept
2011 Shaq, was the Mavs, and 12 was the Heat. 13's the Heat. 14 was... 15 was the Warriors. Who was before? The Spurs. The Spurs got it back.
Beat LeBron. In
09, I think, was the Spurs.
LeBron's a loser.
You know, so people remember. Say, well, he destroyed a franchise. Well, he destroyed them into three more championships and two winning ones.
Well, how do you define destroyed? Like, you know, I mean,
they say he forced Shaq out. I think that's they probably would have won it. They probably would have won that.
They would have won one more at least. Shaq then started breaking down. He won the one in
Miami
04, and then
that was
promptly broke down after
six.
That.
And then he had one more pretty good year.
That
and
was a
he,
good one.
He started getting hurt a lot.
I'm a Heat fan, so yeah, that was good.
That's when he went to.
But Kobe could have extended Shaq's career by being the go-to
guy. He went to Boston, but
no player owes anybody anything.
That's true.
You owe yourself something.
Yeah.
And but it worked out because, again, he won two championships against going to three and winning two.
This is true.
So
he's a winner.
He's definitely a winner.
Kobe is a winner.
You know, the team has
kind
been
of.
And my Pistons beat them with Shaq in 2004.
So in the finals?
Yeah, so you can't lay it
that
on
was the
fucking,
that was the rapier. That was a Karl Malone.
Oh, was
Gary
that the rapier?
Yeah.
That,
rapier. Yeah. Yeah. That was okay. So here's the titles they won. The last one.
No, that was 2003.
Anal rape too. It was, I believe.
Yeah. It was 2003 because I remember I was in college then.
That's just so despicable.
That was
the summer of 2003.
False.
That was when Gary Payton and Karl Malone came over to the Lakers for that one last year.
Jay tried to get that one show. Yeah, the mailman wanted to get his one ring.
Got
and he got fucked out of it. It was
Tayshaun Prince of them.
Yep.
Got
yep.
That ass.
Rip and Ben. Big Ben.
It was Rip. Yeah, Big Ben and Rasheed.
Oh, that's what they still had to squad.
Yeah.
And Chauncey.
Oh, yeah.
He was MVP.
He's the only dude Chauncey I knew that made Chauncey, that made the name Chauncey look hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chauncey. Damn. I want LeBron to be a winner so bad, but he just doesn't
LeBron
win.
LeBron has one.
He's I want him to be a real winner. Like his finals record is just.
It's like two wins, four losses.
It's not a winner's record.
No, it's a
not
losing
one
record.
For the Bulls.
What he like 2-5? Yeah,
2-4, 2-5. Shit. He lost one with Cleveland. Yeah. He lost two with Miami. Then he lost another
It'll
one
be
with Cleveland.
A Cinderella story if they beat the Warriors.
He's lost at least four finals. He's
By the way, shout out to everybody who sent me a text on my appearance on Chinese television. Thank you guys.
You saw Chinese television.
Could you read the text? Mm-hmm. Do you read Mandarin?
No, I just look.
Google Translate.
Have you been to China?
Apparently they love me in China.
That's dope.
Big in China, like Spinal Tap.
I said the air is bad down there.
Yeah, it's a lot of smog.
I wonder how bad, like, when you say the air is bad, it's like, what, you just can't breathe?
You can, but you're ingesting more CFCs.
Yeah, they said it's like smoking 26 cigarettes. It's something crazy.
It's hurt while you breathe it.
That's crazy.
I think you cough a lot. You wake up coughing. It's like it's like you're a smoker or some shit. Coughing. You just wake up coughing.
That is disgusting.
You get a lot of lung related illnesses.
Oh, we're gonna die on this planet.
Yeah, I did an analysis of Pacquiao's fight, and it came out exactly how I said it would.
With Bradley?
Yeah.
Who won? Pacquiao?
Pacquiao decision. That's what I said, but I thought it would be closer, but boy.
He beat him down.
It wasn't.
He dogged him?
Yeah.
Oh, the Lakers beat Orlando.
Bradley had him in trouble at one point, and Pacquiao got out of it.
Well, Pacquiao, he lost to Mayweather, so that's a wrap for him. Nobody cares anymore.
No, because all he has to say is, I hurt my shoulder.
He doesn't have to say that. He took that L.
He's right. He hurt his shoulder.
Floyd is the man, man. Oh, man. It's Buddy Mayweather.
Look at you. Your woman beating fan.
Okay. This is the argument. This is the craft versus the personal.
But then didn't Kobe rape someone?
I don't think he raped that girl.
Okay.
You don't think you took that butt? You think you took that butt, Andy?
I think it was. I don't know that it was rape. I think that it may have been consensual.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. The whole thing seemed
he
a little.
Came
odd.
Out with 9 feet of dick, man. It turned into oh my god.
I don't know if she said no and he just forced his way into that butt.
Well,
but then again, you don't know people, man.
Wasn't that the story that she said no and he was like, okay, I'll try this? Was that her version of the story or something? I mean, I don't remember the details of it.
I love the Chappelle bit when you can't just show up with eight semen in your underwear.
Yeah.
expect to win that game.
Oh, Noah's Ark in it.
I think she got fleeced, Johnson.
You think she got fleeced? That's pretty disgusting.
Well, then she got raped.
I don't know, man. Rape is just terrible. We should teach our daughters to just.
Oh, it's all about our daughters?
It's not about our daughters, but
are you on that
Erykah
Badu shit? We about to get letters because of you.
No, here's the thing. You're not going to tell a rapist not to rape.
You on that Erykah Badu? Here we go.
So you should teach your daughter, like, hey, man, it's rapists out here.
Well,
you
got
to know
certain,
how to poke their ass in the eye.
There is a certain protect yourself.
You're thinking about teach your daughters how to fight.
You got to.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm with that.
Or remove yourself. Remove yourself from a potentially harmful situation.
Yeah, I'm for that,
it's like look both ways before crossing.
I'm off of that. But Erykah Badu. Headline, Erykah Badu under fire for saying girls' skirts should be longer.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, me neither.
So here's what she said on Twitter Monday night. Singer Erykah Badu went on and on. You see what they did there? See what the writer did there?
On and on. Is that what they did? That's so ignorant.
See what the writer did? In a series of tweets that explain why she defends high school policies to require female students to wear longer skirts so male teachers aren't distracted.
Is it for male
and
teachers?
Erykah, as Erykah Badu said, and quote, when you're standing next to the window seat,
oh,
be wow. sure to. Wow. I'm fucking with you.
That's too but wait, it, wasn't the argument about dress codes always that it distracted other students?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Are they really saying that teachers can't teach?
Erykah Badu is.
Was that? I mean, what is she referencing there? I don't think I heard that. But if that's the case, then that's on the teacher.
Here's Erykah Badu in reverse chronological order. Her argument is essentially that she believes men are biologically programmed to lust after women of childbearing age. That's actually true.
Yeah, that's right.
Very true.
That's actually true.
That's true.
So,
or other ages too.
Yes, yeah. That's a true thing.
That's sad.
And thus say at least all us straight men, and thus said women should cover up. Okay, let me start at the beginning, because she put it backwards.
No, I think she did it right. She put it the right way.
Did she?
Yeah, that's reverse chronological.
I do be looking at the cheeks, man. But
okay, here we go. We are sexual beings. We should consider everyone. Young girls are attractive. Some males are distracted. There was an article ruling that high school girls lower their skirts so male teachers are not distracted. I agreed because... Pete, you want to get that for me?
Yeah.
That's probably Ava. I agreed because... Oh, this is all out of order. I agreed because I'm aware that we live in a sex-driven society. It is everyone's, male and female's, responsibility to protect young ladies. One way to protect youth is to remind them we are all sexual in nature, and as they grow and develop, it is natural to attract men. It is not them who is doing anything wrong by being beautiful and attractive, but such imbalance in our society, it is smart to be aware and awake.
So far, has she said anything
She's
terrible?
Fine. No, not at all. Men and women go through cycles of arousal. Men automatically attracted women of childbearing age. I want my daughter to understand this. I want them to be themselves and wear what they like, yet be aware not ignore our differences. Nothing really wrong right now. Males should be taught to be responsible for their actions from childhood. It's not okay to prey on young women. Nothing wrong right now. But I do think it's unnatural for a heterosexual male to be attracted to a young... But do I think it is unnatural for a heterosexual male to be attracted to a young woman in a revealing skirt? No. I think it is his nature. Young women, you are beautiful. Young men, you are beautiful. Protect one another. If I had a school, I would make sure that the uniform skirt length was knee length. It is fair to everyone. Young women are beautiful. Young men, you are beautiful. Protect one another. The only problem she has that I can see is the knee length skirt.
Well, here's the problem.
You don't believe it?
That's the only problem I can have. Because everything she's saying, I would probably say to my daughter.
She's putting the onus
on the girl.
This is the same shit when people say women should wear burkas. It's because I can't control my lust, so you have to change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to do something to fix my problem. If you can't control it, learn to control it.
Well, how about this? And which I agree with. I don't have the boys outside. The boys that would be looking at my daughter,
right.
I don't have them in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only talk to my daughter.
Right.
So I can tell my daughter the things that I think. I can't talk to the boys, you know.
Right. And maybe no one's talking to them.
Yeah. So if I could talk to the boys, I would tell the boys something different. If I had a son, I would tell my son something different. But since I don't have a boy and I got a daughter here, I'm going to tell my daughter the things that I think will keep her safe.
Yeah.
It
makes sense.
I don't know that necessarily that she said anything wrong in this. I think I don't like the skirt, like nice knee length. It don't matter.
Well,
if I can see your ankle, if every woman had skirts that went down to their ankles,
right,
we would all like women's ankles.
Well, that's what it was back
when that was the way it was.
Oh shit! I think I saw a calf.
You see ankles? Like ankles were sexy. You know, calves were sexy.
So that's all that would mean. Or the foot would become the shit.
Oh no!
Right.
Well, maybe, yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, that's
toe means yes.
After some time, if you say toe means yes.
Yeah. Oh my god!
So,
wow.
But that's the way it's always been. So then the question is, if the knee is going too far to require that, is there a minimum length? Would you require some minimum length? There has to be some minimum
length. Can I see the panties in the crack of your ass?
Well, you can't be walking around school like that, right? I mean, is that so you would agree that you just disagree with the length. So, but not with the idea of a minimum length, right?
I don't know if I disagree. It's hard because I have a daughter.
Right.
You know? So, and I have a, and let's be honest, I have a daughter who's going to be a, you want to chime in on this one, my dear? I have a daughter who's going to be a big booty, thick leg girl.
Oh no,
we this know
sounded
this.
Like all right. This is going to be.
We know.
This is going to be.
Talk about this already.
Let's just
look.
This is going to be when you run for president. This is going to be your Donald Trump quote.
Oh, not the Donald Trump.
Where his daughter was
a baby. I'm not. I just. I know what
Ted Cruz. Gonna be. She's eating you know chunky soup.
You know what it is? Is that. She has a little friend who's the same. They're built like the same, and they're gonna be, you know. So I can't have her running around. I just can't. You know what I mean? But I can't then tell her that she's wrong.
You can't change
for
wearing
what she dresses aware. Like that. I can't tell her that. I can tell her to be aware.
Yeah, this is a fine line. This is a fine line. This reminds me of one time I got stopped by the police. I was jogging in my neighborhood. It was nighttime. I got stopped by the police. They said, well, yeah.
Suspicious.
Yeah, you're looking suspicious. Because I was in all black. And the officer said, well, yeah, man, next time you jog, you got to wear more colors. Wear some colors.
Nope.
I was like, wear some colors? You want me to wear friendlier colors? Because, you know, you can't be just double black.
Something reflective.
Yeah.
And I was like, I get it. But, yeah, I shouldn't have to, you know, that's the onus shouldn't be on me to do that. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So,
right.
So, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, no, this is not on me because you're scared of me. I'm
exactly.
supposed to dress.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm supposed to dress to not scare
you're
you.
You're placating right. other people.
You know, I don't like that.
Nah,
and I also don't believe that just because a woman wears a certain thing.
Yeah,
obviously means that. But then I also believe that when they say, "Well, you can't judge a book by its cover," I'm like, "Well, if the book has the cover of the book is a woman getting fucked by
it's
a goat,
a funny line,
I know what's
man.
In that book."
Yeah.
It's not Cat in the Hat.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So there's a line to be walked.
And I mean, the world's still the world at the end of the day. So you got to kind of protect your kids. Like, I know for me, if I ever had a daughter, I'd tell her before she went off to college, don't be going to no fucking frat party. Don't let me hear that shit, you know, because I know what type of dudes
yeah.
there well, that's what people doing. People get mad when people express that because they're like, you should be telling frat boys not to rape.
Yeah,
well,
and you should.
Well,
but,
I am doing that.
But
I'm doing
also,
both of those.
Like,
but
yeah. it's not a black and white thing.
Well, yeah. like what Erica said, you know, I can't talk to that boy in the fucking yeah. frat house, so. So I'm gonna tell my daughter, yo, stay yeah. the fuck out, or
don't,
there might
don't
be some
run
shit.
To do that, don't crawl in
Maga.
The jungle.
Yeah.
Crawl Maga, I poke.
You a salmon? You don't dip yourself in honey. Walk into the fucking cave bear.
Yeah.
Plan,
shout out to
you know.
Man, one yeah. of my favorites.
You know. But then if you say that, there's always a thing of like Andy was just saying is like, well, why don't you tell the boys not to do this? I'm like, well. The assumption you just made is that I don't tell the boys.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Of course I tell the boys
right.
to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't have a boy in my house.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, yep. I have a daughter in my house that, believe me, I care way more about than any of these fucking boys.
Dudes right. doing stupid
so,
shit. Right.
You know, if I get an opportunity to tell these boys, I'll tell them.
Yeah.
But
it's crazy.
I can't rely on another parent to tell their
no.
kid this.
Because
clearly it's not working.
It's not. It's crazy, man. I've heard some stories from girls I went to school with. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be surprised how it goes down. So
yeah.
these.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always surprised by, like, because you hear these stories where girls are like, and then this guy did this, and I'm always surprised, like, he thought that would work?
Yeah.
Like, these dudes are idiots.
What?
Like, the things they, like, female comics have all these stories about, yeah, this guy cornered me and said this to me, or he keeps, you know, hitting me up on Facebook, you know,
that's
or
so
my
crazy,
DMs.
Son.
And then you read the stuff, and you're like, what is this dude thinking is going to happen?
That this is going
to
mm-hmm. work.
This is what an idiot.
This is the shit.
So the thing is, these dudes are idiots, and so you can tell them all you want, don't rape, and maybe rape culture will erode.
The
but in the meantime,
the
you
question
can't just...
I would ask a parent is, what did you do to raise this idiot?
Right,
you brought this idiot into the world. What were you telling him?
I don't know. It's a fine line. We want to put the onus on the parents.
I think sex drive makes you an idiot a little when you're like an 18-year-old dude. There's a lot of stuff that you,
of course it does.
That you ignore. You know, a lot of, I guess, good behaviors that you sort of ignore because
such sexual repression in the culture too that you're not taught how to like interact and achieve consent or like what constitutes like, you know, good game or dating etiquette right. versus something that's just creepy and fucking over the line and stupid and
obnoxious.
Even
just the context of that where there's a system in place where you have to have game and your game has to be effective to get a girl and like even the idea that you have to somehow talk a girl into having sex with you or something.
Right.
Just the premise alone leads to dudes doing these things.
Yeah. You know,
it's really? It's my place to con this girl on some level. To
Damn,
think I'm fuckable, you know?
That's deep. That's deep.
Oh, but women get taught that shit too by their older sisters and whoever.
Yeah, well, it's the whole thing. Yeah,
it's all over the place. And then conversely, if you go home as a dude off of a date and you're not getting any, you know, and you say, oh, yeah, I just went home jerked off, they're like, bag.
Yeah.
You know, that shit. Yeah. So,
it's deep, man.
Right.
So yeah, a lot of layers.
Well, I've been doing that joke about going to the doctor and because society tells men don't go to the doctors. What does society tell you? Walk
we
it
certainly
off.
Don't.
Yeah, walk like, it off.
I'm missing my foot. All right, man, stick it back on. And yeah.
That's real. Hey, that's so real. I really got to be feeling like about to die before I go. Like, it has to be something like...
You think...
Severe.
Okay, I can make it through this.
Yeah, well, that's probably...
Hey, coming out of the back room, coming out of the back room I come out of, yeah, I mean... Like I can deal with pain.
I mean,
the last time I went to the doctor and I had that MRI, I was
pain
talking
don't
to,
hurt.
I was talking to the girl about it. And I was like, I have a high threshold of pain. She's like, yeah, you look like it. You're going to get an MRI though.
That's
okay.
Also a male ego thing. Like you define yourself by your toughness, how I can handle pain. So
yeah,
it's a badge of honor to say I don't go to the doctor.
Which is also part of the reason why you don't go to see mental health counselors.
Yep.
As a man, particularly black men. You can't. You cannot. Yep. And if you do go, everybody in your family will fucking punk you out.
Soft.
What's wrong with you? You depressed.
You need Jesus.
What?
You need Jesus.
Did you say it? Don't get sad.
Sad about what?
Never. As long as I've been on this plane,
on your
I ain't never heard one of the homies say they were sad. Never.
I'm thinking about that now.
I'm sad,
man. If you be sad,
I'm
that's
just
crazy. That's really
or, real. Or hey, man, what's going on? I'm just feeling down.
Man, I'm feeling down, man. You wouldn't even say that to your girl.
It's
you
raining.
Do that.
I hate
your
the
Your girl
rain.
Says it to you.
Yeah.
You
hey, that's crazy. But I mean, that's all you got. All the black man got is coolness.
Yeah.
What's your coolness go?
You gotta hold on to that.
I remember that was one of the things when Biggie first came out. It was one of the things that made him different from other rappers. Is he talked about being depressed and paranoid.
Yeah.
Wow,
and there was a lot of before that. It was a lot of bravado and not a lot of people like realistically saying,
right.
"I'm scared."
That's the big thing about Kendrick. Kendrick talks about
well, Scarface was really the first guy to do that. If you really think about it, you know, like say I'm bipolar,
and I got issues,
legally insane. But see, the way he did it was smooth because it was like, yeah, and that's why I'm robbing this bank. So if you make fun of me for this shit,
right,
this shoddy's going in your mouth, kind of thing, you know.
Never seen a man cry.
Yeah,
until I seen a man die.
Never, and you'll never hear it on the radio.
Now I'm going on a journey into out of space.
What the fuck did he do?
Just don't say nothing until he gives his name.
I got the video up. I the video was actually taken down, but I found it again. Grandma pulls a knife out on her grandson for disrespecting her.
Okay. That
makes sense. Shit.
Yeah.
Never seen a man cry.
All right. Let me see if I can get the video.
Until I seen a man die.
Boom.
I'm like 4 years old.
And shut the fuck up, man.
Jesus.
I got a knife in my pocket. Shut the fuck up. I got my broad on. Shut the fuck up. Don't say no goddamn noise.
Two kids in the back seat. Mm-hmm. Grandmother up front. Recording.
Pull the knife out. They clown a grandma. God. Grandma didn't like getting clowned. That's all it was. They were clowning grandma. Grandma didn't like getting clowned, so she pulled out a jackknife.
Shut the fuck up.
And I'm using old school terms.
Hey,
a jackknife.
I'll whip your goddamn ass. Shut the fuck up. All right, you're not gonna do me like that. I'm gonna open it. I fuck your ass up.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, bro, stop this.
Shut the fuck up now.
These kids have no chance.
When I tell you that, do it.
Oh. Come on, stop. All
right. All right.
Do it now.
Sorry. Sit down.
Pull out a jack knife. And then they're telling him sit down so he can be closer to the knife?
So what lesson does the child learn?
Respect your grandmother.
Good
or violence works.
Let me tell you something. If my mom or my mother-in-law pulled out a knife on my daughter, that knife is coming out of their hand. That knife is coming out of their hand. It's going to be...
You would be laughing about it?
I'm afraid not.
You would be giggling?
I'm afraid not.
What if it was just like a knitting needle?
I'm afraid that knife's coming out of their hand. It's going to be a problem. I'll probably fight my dad.
That's crazy.
Jesus.
What did he do, though? I'd like to know, too.
So who was filming this?
He was just the other kid.
And then they upload shit to WorldStar immediately.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like to see those comments. You snitching on your granny?
Upload shit to WorldStar immediately. Here's the problem. Everybody was putting it up. Everybody that I saw putting it up was, it was a ha-ha thing. Is she okay, Amy?
Yeah, she sprained her knee.
On what?
Trying to raise a daughter.
She all right? How fell her?
No, she's fine.
Okay.
She didn't get stabbed by a grandmother or anything.
No, that didn't happen. So, that didn't happen. Thank
she's
God.
Fine.
No, I don't have to go to war. I don't have to go to war with anybody.
Walk it off.
That
grandmother is mentally ill, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She has issues.
She's
beyond,
got
me, beyond being mentally ill, that grandmother was bathed in a system that made her that way. This is a result of being bathed in a system that makes you that way. Now, people will just say, oh, she's just crazy. You'll hear that. Or
funny, man.
What? No one in the car freaked out. Think about that. No one freaked out that Granny, first of all, Granny has a knife in her purse.
Because last time she pepper sprayed the kid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like who knows what she does normally.
No one had a knife in her purse. No one freaked out about that.
Yeah.
A big knife, a big jackknife.
Yeah.
She pulled a jackknife out.
It's pretty big.
No one freaked out about that. She threatened her grandchild with that. No one was freaking out about that.
Except the grandchild.
Yeah.
Who was
cowering. Because he's new to this.
Yeah.
So.
He's going to be telling this story for years.
Yeah.
The day my grandmother pulled a knife on me
but
story.
This is how
he's probably going to defend her, too, when
exactly.
he's dating it.
And this is how the system keeps getting perpetrated. You're raised in this system. I mean, it's slavery shit. It's slavery shit. What do you have to grow up in to make you think that it was okay to pull a knife on somebody? So imagine what Granny saw as a child.
Yeah.
To think that this was okay.
She saw flamethrowers.
She saw something crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, and then black people posted that some funny shit, and I say black people, it's on World Store, that's black people. Yeah, black people said some funny
shit. It's white
shit.
Tourists like, also.
And white tourists.
Yeah.
But black people are the ones who put it up because it's funny, but like, there's nothing funny about it. It's saddening shit.
I've laughed at some shit that I know I should have laughed
at. What if that hadn't gone the right way?
No, I should
have. Man, the car ain't hit no motherfucking bump.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Stab.
Bam.
Stab.
Lose an eye or some shit.
Stab. Yeah. You know?
Well, normally...
If my child is disrespecting my mother or my mother-in-law... My child has a problem with me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother-in-law is not going to have to worry about it.
Exactly.
Because they got a problem with me immediately. Mm-hmm. Immediately you got a problem with me.
Also, normally when a WorldStar video is funny, it's two kids fighting. You know what I mean? It's normally like two teenagers or like 12-year-olds.
Two drunk old black men.
Or two,
that's
yeah,
funny
two
shit.
Adults.
Or
someone
drunk
zapped
old
on
black
PCP
fighting?
Or some
that's
shit.
That's funny shit, man.
Two adults fighting. If it's a man and a woman fighting, it's only funny if she's winning.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at this. This guy's gay. Yeah.
You make me feel.
But when it's an adult and a child or a man beating up a woman,
funny.
You don't laugh at that the same way. You shouldn't.
If it's a man beating up a woman, I don't automatically go to, oh, that's wrong. The first thing I want to know is, well, tell me what the situation was that made this happen.
Maybe she pulled a knife
on
his child.
Did she pull a knife on him?
Did she pull a knife on
him? Did she pick a fight with him? Did she punch him in the face?
This is a thing.
You know, I always want to know the extra. Like when the dude hit the girls with the pipe. at the McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, that was
I was like,
crazy.
Well, okay.
Nah, she was faking, man.
I was like, well, okay.
And I say that to say this. Speaking from me, I never pick fights. Mm-hmm. Who does that? Who clears a counter? Who does that, son? Jumped across and baited the violence.
Yeah.
Who does that?
I'll tell you who. Do you remember that Cleveland bus driver thing?
I do remember that.
That was good. That was crazy. That and that fucking guy, he adjusted his pelvis like an old man. You knew that fucking haymaker was coming. He said, oh, are you going to jail? And blah, blah, blah.
And DC, the streets of rage.
You could attest to this. In DC, when we were walking down the street a bunch of times for the next like month, you hear people shouting, "You going to jail?" across the street. That was the tagline of the month.
Blap, blap. That was a world star.
That thinking is interesting. That.
You know what
this
I just watched?
This dude is not going to TO for me.
You know what I just watched? Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. You know what I just watched the other day? Epic Beard Man. Do you remember Epic Beard Man, Andy?
Call Ambulance.
Call Ambulance. Did you ever see Epic Beard Man?
No, what is that?
Show him Epic Beard Man. Because people who think it's only black people who do this. Epic Beard Man.
This was an old dude who probably saw some shit in his life, too.
It was a Marine. Was it on the bus?
It's on a...
Yeah, it was on a bus.
With a black dude?
Yeah. Black dude.
Yeah, this is gonna be interesting.
That shit is so good.
People it's listen. Always on a bus.
Listen. you adult man, you don't pick fights with people, so you
just Epic Beard Man bus fight.
People can fight. That's what people don't be understanding. There's people out here that can yeah.
A lot of people you wouldn't suspect.
This shit is so good.
The beard guy is a little nutty. He's asking about like shoes and stuff.
Hey, you been offered? I didn't offer you shit. What did you just say when you walked by?
I said, why a fucking brother got a spit shine in his shoes?
No, he don't have.
Why a white man can't spit shine?
It could be a Chinaman. It don't matter.
Look, dude.
I ain't prejudiced. What you think I'm prejudiced?
Take your ass back up there. Get the fuck out of my face right now.
Okay. All right.
Why you being so hostile, man?
So the black dude just played a card.
He did.
The I'm gonna say get the fuck out of my face right now card.
Yeah.
And the guy's gonna back down.
Yeah.
Right. That's part of the escalation. Someone always has to start that. And then the epic beard man I think actually goes up front of the bus.
Yeah, he wants in front of the bus. He's like, okay,
I'm done. You ain't scared this white boy. I'm 67 years old. You ain't scared of me.
I'm 67 years old.
You ain't scared of me.
I'm putting my foot up your ass.
It's people.
First of all, epic beard man is like a foot taller than me.
Sir, he's walking away.
Yeah, so it was over right there.
So it worked. Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
Worked.
And he went to the front of the bus.
It worked.
He
did. But I think they
went to the front.
Never felt
he should have put on his headphones and just said, it's over now. Like, let's just get off at the next stop. But I think it kept going.
Say it again.
Oh, look at the black lady.
The girl on the camera
the
is
woman,
not
the women always get you
the
in trouble.
The black lady's egging them on.
So, now...
Whoop his ass! You hear her say that? Whoop his ass!
He makes the wrong move here. He plays the say it again game, and then he's going to say... He's going to do the say it again to my face move, but he goes up to the front of the bus.
Yeah.
How do you do
he
that?
Has just pushed this guy out of his area to the front. Epic Beard Man is up front, still talking shit, whatever. This dude's going after him now, so Epic Beard Man is going to take the next escalation.
I don't want to see this.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
you want to see it.
Oh, look at the violence.
It ain't worth it, boy. It ain't worth it.
What?
There we go. Slap the shit out of him.
Try to hit him.
Ooh. Wop, epic beard man.
Look.
Wop.
Look at the black lady.
Oh, no.
I told you not to fuck with me.
He is coward.
I told you not to fuck with me. He hit me. He fucking hit me.
So the other guy hit first? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
The black dude hit first?
He hit him, but it wasn't like... You just don't throw punches like that.
Look at the blood.
Wow.
He had him leaking.
Leaking.
Don't fuck with me.
Oh, yeah. Mixed cut.
Who's this, Chicago?
It was San Francisco.
And you know what bothered me? He's tried to talk trash after he got beat up. I don't know, man.
Don't do that shit. Now the girls are laughing at him.
No, he's not answering.
They were egging him on a minute ago.
He on some kind of dope.
You can press charges, bud. I got it on videotape.
Press charges for a fight you started?
What?
It don't work that way.
Yeah, you hit him first.
It certainly does not.
Look, look, look.
Come on,
you
hit me. Wait, no.
Are you
all right?
Did you break
your
teeth?
No. Bring ambulance.
Bring ambulance.
Leaking.
Bring ambulance.
Brutal.
Them punches were so sturdy.
Yeah, he had old man strength.
Yeah, he's got that
and craziness.
What's that guy from that chopper show? Did the father?
Oh, Paul Tuttle.
They rebuild motorcycles. He was a Sarah Palin supporter. You know what I'm talking about?
Joe the plumber.
Paul Tuttle.
No. The father from there where they build motorcycles.
Paul Tuttle. Is his name? It's American Chopper.
That guy.
The father and the son got they the show ended because they fought too much and they couldn't work together anymore. Yeah. Like, we got this $1 million thing, but we can't be in the same room together. So the show ended, and I think they have to they're downsizing their space. They opened a huge shop with a store and all that shit. And I think they got to get rid of it now because they couldn't get along.
Whap. Yeah, man. You learn that's from childhood though.
Whap. Leave people alone, man.
Some people are like that, though. I know people like that.
I think I was a foot bigger than you, dog.
If you say, get out of my face, and he gets out of your face, stop.
What?
Even if he's talking shit from across the bus.
Quit listening to that bitch in your ear.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
She got him into some...
Coated him into an ass whooping.
That combination was just relentless.
Broom.
Hey, all hooks. He threw all hooks.
You just threw it down at him because he's fucking a foot taller. That's all you got to do.
When a fist hits your nose, flush.
It hurts.
It does not feel good.
It hurts. You can't see.
It does your eyes are watering.
Pain just radiates through your face.
Yeah, that wasn't good to watch.
It hurts.
We didn't need
that. Dude had his hand over his face.
He was like,
hours.
Oh, Lord, I didn't know. I didn't know it was going to be like that.
He was thinking that the whole time.
No one
thought it was going to be like that. Except for that old white man. He thought it was going to be like that.
He knew it was going to be like that. That's why he got up and left.
He fucking hit me. Did you see it? I hit him 9 times.
I don't want to have to do this.
Yeah, he was probably crying
and saying that at the same time. I didn't want to have to do this.
Yeah, I did it.
Your motherfucking bitch, stop fucking with me.
Violence begins.
It's like
violence.
The Bing Rhames on Baby Boy. Don't try to get me locked up. No, I got 3 strikes. I already got 2 strikes. That's all y'all trying to do me.
It's nothing like getting beat up. Getting beat up changes you.
Yeah.
I've been beat up.
I'm undefeated.
I've lost fight. I ain't been beat up. Beat up is different.
Yeah.
I see people get beat up.
You got to say about bad.
It's like a humbling experience.
It's always the talkers too. Mm-hmm. It's always the talkers.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken beatings in the ring.
That's different.
I don't know if it's different or better or worse, but I've taken beatings in the ring. You ain't been humble till you've been beat down by a 15-year-old national champion.
You fought a 15-year-old?
Did you pull a knife? Did you try that?
No, I just got my ass handed to me.
And how old were you?
About 29.
Damn, wow. 15? He was big.
What was this in? Karate or boxing?
I went to the boxing gym and it was kickboxing. I went to the boxing gym to learn how to box because I fought this guy. I remember the guy's name, Kevin Mapps, and I couldn't box that well. And we in a kickboxing match, and he just put it on me.
Wow. Oh, that was kickboxing?
He came from a boxing background, and he just put it on me.
So he just went, he's leaning on his boxing skills.
Yeah, this kid, Kevin Mapps, he got inside my leg.
He just put it on me.
So at that point, I was like, okay, I got to learn how to box.
I've heard of this dude.
So I started going to,
he's famous now, right?
Now, yeah. Well, he had a little bit of a career. So I started going to San Fernando Boxing Gym. That's what started my boxing career. I was like, I gotta learn how to box.
Right.
I'm not gonna be able to do this. So I went to the boxing gym and they put me in with. You go down there, you train, and they put you in. They put me in heavy with a couple of adult guys like Danny Rios, who was a national champion.
Right.
What understand what a national champion means? That means you're number one in the nation
as an
amateur,
right? But you're 15.
People don't get that. Well, Danny was an adult.
Okay,
at 132 pounds, I was 147 pounds. He was 132 pounds. To work, they would put you in with just anybody in the gym. They put me in with this kid, 15 years old. He's a JO, which is a junior Olympic national champion.
He's probably into like
we weigh the same.
Britney Spears and shit.
Yeah, we weigh the same weight. We're both about 145 pounds. He's just a big kid. And I was a skinny adult.
Right.
You know, but he was a big kid. 145 worked. Pounds is not that big for a kid.
He's still growing his
school. You know? Standard. That boy put it on me.
He's still producing more sales.
It on me because he's a fucking 15-year-old kid who doesn't.
Right.
While he's just boxing. He doesn't know anything.
He put it on you while he called you sir.
Yeah.
At least y'all had the headgear on.
Yeah, it hurts. Still hurts. I was like, this kid is working me out. And I couldn't kick him.
Oh, you like, couldn't? Oh, straight boxer.
Working out.
Yeah, I need to learn how to fight, man.
So when you get whooped like that, that's humbling shit.
How good, I mean, as a guy who's done it, can you actually get as like an outsider in your, I don't know, like Raul just said he wants to try,
I really
like
do
late
some,
20s
I like
or
girls with
you'll,
butts.
You'll get okay. You're going to take some whippings if you spar.
Oh, I'll take some whippings. As long as when I say stop, they stop.
Yeah. Do you ever see that like Eric Kelly video about boxing lessons? He was this world champion guy from Brooklyn, and he got stabbed or he got hit in the head with a bottle in like a brawl fight, and he has a nodule loose in his eye, so he's got like a floater.
Really?
You know? Yeah. Eye? So he had to quit boxing, and now he trains people at the Church Street gym up in Manhattan.
Church
it's a
Street,
funny.
Yeah, it's a good gym.
It's, oh, I heard of
it's
church.
Such
I'm going
a
to go up
funny
there.
Fucking video, though. All, he goes on hard. There, and he's like, "Man, you just got all these unathletic motherfuckers coming in here, yeah." And he's like, "They just don't got that kind of talent." He's like, "You don't see me going to Wall Street trying to go there and type and shit." And he's like, "You got these pieces of shit coming in here." And he's like, "That's a hook, retard." And he's just clapping him the whole time, but it's like, look at them ugly ass NBA 1974 shorts you got on.
It's kind of like when they go to a dominatrix.
Oh, it's brilliant.
I don't clown people that come in the gym. I don't clown
don't
people.
Don't clown me, Jack, because I'm coming
the,
through. When
the people that do get clowned in the gym are people who come in with a lot of cocky, arrogant attitude.
Yeah.
They get it. Well, but it's work. Easy with them. You just get them in the, all right, let's spar.
You make them spar with
put
no lessons?
Let me put you in with the 16-year-old.
That's effed up.
Teach you a lesson. Let me put you in with the 16-year-old. I sparred with a kid one time. I used to work with a lot of the girls, and he was always sniffing after the girls and nagging after the girls.
It would be girls like that boxing?
Yeah. So I used
that's beautiful.
I used to train him, and he was snagging, sniffing after the girls. So my trainer was like, okay, you're going to spar with him. just go ahead. Do what you do.
Take him out.
Gave that work.
Sweep the leg.
Yeah, I beat on him. I beat on him. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just beat on him.
I got to get in shape.
Pretty good.
I wonder what my boxing weight is.
So stuff like that happens in the gym.
Nah, we
so
need
arrogant
that, man.
Guys or mouthy guys. People like that. They'll put you at work.
Get them lumped up.
But if somebody's just trying to come in the gym and just work out, no one's going to mess with you.
Yeah.
Boxers tend to be, you know, hey, man, do this.
Yeah. Get it right.
But when you get in the ring and you start sparring, it's a different world in there.
Oh, yeah.
No, it is. It's different.
That's
where you see where you at.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's real.
It parallels like reading a joke book and writing material to actually being on stage. You think it parallels?
Yeah. I was talking to Seton about that last night because Seton was saying that he's training at Tiger Schulman, which is MMA in Manhattan.
Money. That's just so expensive.
So Seton is starting to train over there. Yeah. I said, you'll find that it parallels comedy a lot. You'll definitely see that.
Because once you get their ranks, and somebody is trying to light you up.
It's the same thing. When you get on stage, it's you against them.
Yep.
It is. It was a lot. I think because I was doing like a lot of urban rules when I started. I had to get over a lot when I started doing white rules.
That's
just being comfortable.
Being comfortable in a white room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cross
I mean, cause
it over.
HBCU, like, black public schools, black neighborhood.
Ugh.
A lot of black clubs. I had like a job interview mentality as far as, you know, being likable, not it being yourself, really. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But anything, you get over that. You just gotta jump out there.
Yeah.
You gotta do it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't understand why a lot of people who are in athletics, more people from athletics don't do comedy. Like there's a big push, and I don't think it's all of comedy world. I know in the alt scene there's a big anti-athlete person. Dumb jock, there's a big thing. But there's a lot of tools you can learn from sports and competitive sports that definitely help you in stand-up. Just help you in life, period. But definitely help you in stand-up.
That's real.
Just focusing down to a point and knowing how to do reps.
Yeah. You
know, knowing how to, and knowing how to fail.
Yeah.
That, you know? That's real.
My nephew, this poor boy, and I say poor boy because everything he does, little league baseball, little league basketball, everything he does, they win a championship.
Okay.
Like, legitimately, they win a championship. Like, when he loses, he's going to be crushed.
Yeah.
Oh, he hasn't lost yet?
No. Yeah.
Has he lost yet? Look at my wife shaking her head. Has he lost yet?
How old is he? He's eight.
He's eight. It's going to.
That's like that comic who.
Crush him. And I'm going to laugh so hard when it happens.
You going to laugh at him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because that's what needs to happen. My wife's not going to like it. My sister-in-law's not going to like it. Me and my father-in-law will like it because that's what has to happen.
Wait a minute. Is he like cocky? Like, what are you laughing at?
He is. Is he cocky? He's a little bit cocky.
Because otherwise there's nothing to laugh at.
He is a good he's a short guy.
Like, he
backs
it up.
Yeah, he's a good little athlete.
8-year-old winner.
He's a good little athlete.
Any sport he tries?
Yeah, any sport, karate. But he's a little guy.
So he's a winner.
Yeah. He's not going to be tall. So I'm like, you got to learn handles.
You think he needs to lose, though?
To me, it's like laughing at him.
Because Mayweather hasn't lost.
Laughing at him only makes sense if he has kind of brought that on himself.
He's a cocky little dude, man. He's eight, and he gets mad.
He's also eight.
Virtually the whole species needs to lose at some point.
It's a fine line.
You know what I'm saying?
You said the whole species?
Yeah. If somebody does something wrong,
yeah,
he'd be like, why are you doing that?
Every member of this species has to lose at some time in order to grow.
You got
to
lose.
Well, sometimes you see
those comics. Because you're going to lose.
You got to lose. You got to have bad sets.
Bomb. They don't bomb for like the first 6 months. They do well. And then when they first bomb, it crushes.
I know a lot of comics. And I mean, you get over that hump.
Yeah.
You should. It's hard to bomb
early.
You can ask my wife. I bombed a lot at Midtown Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, yeah?
Midtown Club. Black people, I've talked about it before.
Oh, yeah.
Side of San Antonio. You had to be 25 to get in. It was grown-ass black people.
Grown-ass black people.
On a Tuesday trying to kick it. There was a pimp there, Crow. You used to take his ladies
pimp
there.
Crow?
Yeah, it was that kind of club.
I've never seen him.
His name was Crow?
Crow, yeah.
Mel Waiters playing from the jukebox.
The first time I came up, they brought me up Mel Waiters. So I took a lot of L's there. A lot of L's.
It's different.
And I would go crawl into bed with her and be like, I lost again.
Yeah.
And then Crow laughed at me.
But
he laughed at you.
But I came out of martial arts background at that point. I was deep in martial arts at that point. So I knew this is just part of the process.
You know, yeah.
It wasn't I watched guys get broken. Like four dudes get broken and never come back. You've seen guys get broken by the failure. You haven't seen that yet?
Comedy?
Yeah, you haven't
seen that yet.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Well, the thing with
how many black rooms you do? Because black rooms are just
I've done black rooms, but I see a lot of comics do black fail and keep going. But they're newer guys. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I've seen guys just get.
I never see somebody eat it and
broken.
Quit. I saw somebody quit at RFD the other week. That shit was hilarious.
Really?
While he was on stage,
did he make an announcement?
Man,
I quit.
He did.
Wow.
So he said, man, y'all ain't even listening. And he walked off and he gave Ralph the mic. And Ralph was like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, man.
It was crazy.
I knew I should have gone to RFD
he
that
was
night.
Super dope.
Y'all ain't listening. I've been there when people ain't listening. Imagine a bunch of 40-something-year-old black people not listening
Older
to you.
Older black people, sir?
Just playing dominoes.
Oh, my gosh.
In a club. Just
sometimes it's set up for you. It's set up to just be work.
Yeah.
It is hard to do material like that, man. It just is.
And I remember the guy who was promoting it, Vance Bradford, telling me, this needs to be a workout room for y'all. And I didn't understand
what he meant.
Now it would be a great workout room for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's how I look at like Haywood spot. It'd be a great workout room for me now.
Yeah, Sully's, absolutely.
But I then, like man, you're going to take an ass whooping it because you don't know how to work out.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing. You that dude in the gym with dress socks on and a clipboard.
know how to that play
dude.
Well.
You those that dude favorites. In the gym.
Reading the paper on the elliptical.
Yeah.
Right.
You're that dude in the gym. Just checking off stuff. Yeah. Okay, I did a couple
eat
of
it.
These.
You gotta eat it.
And your form's all fucked up. You don't know what you're doing. Yeah. That was me before I ran into Philippe Schaefer. He happens to be in my gym. I've been trading with him for the last two months.
Real? Like weights?
And it's amazing
real deal.
To see like what having a trainer does versus you just trying to follow the plan. You think you're doing the same exercise, but unless you tell somebody to tell you to do it right.
My wife just said so true. My wife is working with a guy that we tried. She and I, me trying.
I heard that never works with your relationship.
Yeah.
So she's now with another.
That's hilarious.
And it's just
but
amazing.
I had the most input I had was to select the right trainer for her, the guy who I thought would be the
right
one.
You discover like muscles that you forgot you had again. You know, do legs workouts, you walk, you want to walk, you want to take stairs and shit at work because you're like, it feels good every fucking step.
You
get
twisted.
Like,
Philippe is strong as shit.
He looks
little.
Strong. I can
but
tell
he's
by
strong
his,
as shit.
His damn head.
He also has Olympic powerlifting certification.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Strong as shit.
I mean, at first you look at it and you're like, yo, what the fuck, guy? Like, why am I doing 65 pound bench presses? You know what I mean? Like, this is so fucking.
Oh, he was getting the reps up.
Because you got a rep.
Yeah, you got a rep, though. But it's absolutely right.
Gains.
It's crazy.
You can get gains because next week you're going to be doing 70.
Yep.
And then the week after that, you're going to be doing 70.
No, the first day I got up on the wall to do squats and I couldn't squat my own fucking body weight, like sliding down.
It's
it was
heavy.
Like painful.
It's real.
And then last week I took a 45 pound dumbbell and then was just standing, no wall, just doing
goblet,
it eight times.
That's called the goblet squat.
Yeah. Killer.
Yeah, that's dope. I didn't hear about this.
So I guess what we can at some point, PD's comedy will get better.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
We're hoping.
That's the plan.
So am I.
That's the plan.
I mean, otherwise, this is all for naught.
Yeah, but
I was
get
thinking about
soon.
That for a while. I was like, I don't know why more athlete. It was a big push. Like, there's this thing of, well, you got to be a nerd to be a comedian. No, you don't.
Yeah, no.
You don't.
Yeah. You don't got to be a slob.
You just got to be a person. Now, that's not to say nerds can't be comedians. You know, I personally feel like you should be trying to stay in shape because the better shape you are, the better your mind works.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's a scientific
fact. That's not demonstrable on so many
that's
levels.
That's not even an anecdote. That's
stop
a scientific
eating
fact.
Cows and work out, man.
The better shape you're in, the better your mind works.
I'm not. Yeah, I'll be trying.
Your
man.
Mind,
it's
your
hard.
Mind is just sharp.
West Africans that diet is just not good for health.
Yeah,
you just eating red meat three times a day and
chicken and
full
rice
plates
and that
of
thick
rice.
Ass sauce. Yep. Uh-huh.
And then you just get sleepy.
Yep.
You sleepy all day.
Yep. Trust me, my whole staff is West African.
So
I know.
Son, it's not good. My dad was like, man, I'm trying to lose.
How'd your dad
say?
I'm
trying to lose weight. How do I? I'm like, dad, you got to stop eating at night. It's 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You eat your rice and soup. He's like, I know. I'm like, come on, man.
I know. I like the breaded steak.
Yeah. Hey, man, the diet is crazy.
Africans be meat eaters, man.
Man, we be eating, man.
If you
listen.
Told an African, hey, try this vegetarian plate, they'd smack the
man,
shit out of
you. What? it's ridiculous. Especially West Africa.
Take this spear and
meats. You gotta work out.
Do
if you
not have, do you not have the water buffalo for
do
us?
Do you not? Hey, I don't understand. Goat, pig. Cow.
You sound like this cat at the gym, Madara. He always says that. I do not understand why I cannot find the weight.
Right.
I am looking
it's
for
not it. Even it's not even a cut of meat, it's the animal.
The meat.
Yeah, you know, it's like the
goat
whole
cow.
Goat cow.
So fat.
Tonight we have
up.
Cow.
Where do they go to get their meat in DC?
They go to farmers markets.
See?
Yeah, they go like farmers markets.
That's real shit. That's real shit. When you go past the grocery store,
you go to the grocery store.
To get your I'm doing air quotes your perishables.
Yeah, that's where they put the lupus.
Or they know
go to the butcher shop to get your meat.
They put it in the perishables.
Or they know somebody at the local African restaurant.
Yeah,
because like in my staff, any Christmas party or whatever holiday, they're all coming in with all this African stuff, and then all the African Americans I work with, like, I don't know, man, someone cousin getting paid for this shit, someone getting a kickback.
My mother's Jamaican, so they always went to. She's same thing.
Oh, yeah?
Always the butcher shop.
I wouldn't want to go to Jamaica.
But she tried to bring like a goat home or some shit.
A whole goat?
Just the meat.
Oh, the meat, yeah. That's good eating.
Mexicans fuck with like a live goat. They butcher it and they...
Yeah.
This one.
Yeah.
Straight like that?
Well, she grew up in Mexican culture. You seen that live goat shit, Amy? Yeah. They eat... Lengua, yeah.
They be goats are good,
goat
though, right?
Tongue.
Oh, goat lengua. Tongue. I would
have okay, that. But lengua's not.
I would have had that. Why would you want the tongue? You gotta have all the other parts.
That's what poor people eat. That's what. That's what poor people eat. Back to your tongue. Yeah. I told Milton the other day about cooking cabbage with a pig's foot in it, and he was like, "What?" I was like, "Yeah, you."
Freaking hoof.
Two things that aren't even good.
There's a seasoning. Yep. Throw a hoof in there.
Washington's go to wifey.
So let's take two foods that are terrible and combine them, and maybe we'll get a good food.
Or you throw like a strip of bacon
so
in.
So gross. Oh, bad bacon. So you know it's bad for you because you know the pig. They say pigs don't sweat. That's why it tastes so salty inside. Mm-hmm. Oh, that sweat. That's inner sweat.
Makes it delicious.
Just sautéing it.
Absorb that shit.
Eat a nice piece of bacon.
Makes it delicious.
Oh Lord.
Just don't
die.
Eat it all the time. We went to this place. We went to this place last Sunday. That Austin Grill in
Old Town.
Yeah, in Old Town. The shit was so greasy. I was like, I can't eat this.
Yeah,
I was feeling queasy. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man? Grease will. When I eat grease, my skin feel like it's popping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got extra bacon. Yeah. I was like, okay, give me the American breakfast. Like, give me bacon
my
with extra bacon.
Itching.
That shit was, the grease was everywhere on the plate.
Squirting oil all over the place.
All on my face. I was like, God.
Not on your face.
It was everywhere, man. I was like, God. Damn, the girl just came by and smacked me in the face.
You know
face
what it is?
Smacked me in the face with
it's like
hand.
It's like glitter. Oh, it's like snap. It just gets all over you. You can't get it off you.
That's effing
it was just
gross.
So greasy. I was like, I can't do this.
That's gross.
I can't do
it. I wish I could bear it, fall in love with a vegan so I could eat.
Hey, Russ Green's on the market, force. Maybe. Like, nah.
Yeah, he cheats on
the
weekends.
He was vegan for a buff. He
he's half-assed
vegan. He's vegan during the week now.
He lost weight, though. He did lose weight behind being a vegan. I noticed that looking at
it. I tried to do it for a buff, but they closed down the restaurants. I had one on Georgia across from Howard. It's just so weird, because they be trying to make regular dishes.
Yeah, they try to vegan fried chicken. They'll put like a stick in it to be a bone.
Macaroni.
Put the tofu around.
They try, man.
Disgusting. I don't fucking... Andy's wife's a vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, straight? Oh, wow.
Yeah, she doesn't do
anything. Andy's not. Andy don't even eat vegetables. I don't understand.
But my wife... Yeah, my wife, though...
He's anti-vegetables.
My wife doesn't... She doesn't like things that fake meat taste. She doesn't want to taste meat. She doesn't like the taste of meat.
Okay.
So all the stuff where it's like it's almost bacon. Like she'll eat some of that stuff, but like if it's too much like meat.
Okay.
She actually doesn't like it. Wow. You know, some of the stuff where they're like, this is actually good. This tastes like actual sausage. She's like, well, I can't eat that.
That's crazy.
So she'll eat like a bean burger or whatever. But she'll eat some tofu burger that tastes like meat.
Bean burger tastes like.
Listeners,
I don't know.
Do any of you fuck with a thing called something about a box? I keep seeing this thing. It's called Sprezza Box.
Sprezza Box.
Effortless style, just $25 a month. They send you basically accessories.
My wife does this. Speaking of my wife.
What is her thing that she does?
Shout out to wives.
There's several different websites do this. She does Stitch Fix. All right.
You do that? Are you still doing it?
Oh, yeah.
She's
come
done
on,
it. She's on month three.
Come over here and talk about it.
Stitch right. Fix?
Come on, quick. Yeah, come over here
it's
and talk
like,
about it. Come on.
Everyone's y'all doing the Netflix model now. I'll explain what she's doing.
I keep getting this offer for somebody must have noticed
there's
that I buy. Yeah. It's called Sprezza.
There's
Box.
Also Bombfell.
What is this? Okay, so tell people what you do. This is Amy Michelle. Excuse me, Amy Moore. No longer Amy Michelle. Amy is Amy Michelle. Tell them.
Just call me Amy.
It's because it's Randolph Terrence. Mark is Mark Todd. You're Amy Michelle.
Right.
Basically, Stitch Fix is you pay. It's a personal shopping service. So you pay $20. You fill out a profile about your style. Everything from, you know, what kind of clothes do you like? Are you trendy? Are you flirty? Are you sophisticated? Like whatever your style is.
Pamping.
And then they give them your sizes and then they send you five items. And if you keep all five, you get about a 25% discount plus the $20 you pay.
It
goes towards the purchase.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah. And if you don't like anything, you can send it all back. They keep the $20, but they send you something. It's free to send back. Probably the $20 is what you send it back.
Yeah, they give you like a shipping label to send it back.
They give you a shipping label.
Yeah.
And I did it once, and I kept everything.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Well, my wife, she's on month three.
She get a fix every month?
She gets it. She's on a monthly plan.
Oh, she's okay. I just did it once.
So she the first month, she kept one of the things. One of the five.
Okay. Right.
So then the $20 or whatever you pay goes toward the price of that. You pay for that item of clothing. If it's like a $100 item of clothing,
yes.
you pay for it if you keep it. But the $20 membership fee is offset. Second month, she kept one thing. Third month, she just got it. She didn't like any of it, so she sent it back. But I think they're supposed to learn your style as you do it if you stick with it month after month. And you get a personal shopper.
Yeah, you have somebody that sends you like notes.
In last month's box for Sprezza, this is for men, you get a necktie, sunglasses, socks, a casual tie clip.
Well, they give you specific things.
Eye cream. Yeah.
Stitch Fix, you can tell them, like, I don't want jackets or I don't want jeans. Yeah. Or I don't like this.
This is for men. This just looks like accessories. It's socks, ties.
Okay.
Socks, ties, cufflinks, grooming stuff.
Now, Stitch Fix is like you just choose. I'm into these kinds of clothes, and they
I might do
based
this,
on your choices. They send you stuff. There's another one called Bombfell. It keeps going by on my Facebook feed for men. That's specifically for men, but it's basically the Netflix model. We send you something, you send it back, you know.
Yeah, but I'm like, I don't like getting locked into a long-term thing.
You don't have to do it. I think you can just do it once. They probably have like a introductory period.
Wake up, look good, save money. Our stylists will keep you dapper with incredible value every month. Let's get started. We should see if they want to advertise on Three Guys On.
Why not?
None of us use it yet. Wait, what if we
$25 a month.
Then we lie about it.
Whoa, shit. Wait a minute. 300 paid up front. Nope.
No. 300.
Go. Nope.
There's like
that's you just deal. Lost me.
There's a bunch of different. Well, we're not gonna advertise with them now.
Nope. You just lost me.
That's what I need. I know how I want to dress, but I just don't know how to get to the clothes.
I got a plug.
I wear a black tee every day.
I know a lady at Saks Fifth that gets me the discount.
Oh, you smooth.
What you need is a gay man in your life.
That's true.
Trust me on that one. Dressing you.
Call Samson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get you looking dapper.
Let's go shopping, Samson.
Yeah. Gay man.
I'll pay you $20 a month.
Get me fresh.
Yeah. Gay man will keep you fresh.
Okay.
They come at you with no, like, niceness. That's important when you're trying to get dressed.
This is true.
Yeah. Because if it's somebody in the store, they're just trying to make the sale. So they'll tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah, that gets you when you're a young man, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, what you want to hear.
Hey, come in. What's up?
Well, like a stylist would be like, listen, fat boy, either lose 5 pounds or we can wear this now.
Either lose 5 pounds.
What do you want to do?
That's heavy.
What do you want to do? You're the heavy one. So listen, what do you want to do? Where are we at?
We're at hour 17. Want to talk about this Ralphie May thing?
Yeah.
Ralphie May.
Rod Black Eyed Tube sent us this story. I saw something about it. I didn't hear much about it. Someone took a clip of Ralphie May's stand-up. Mm-hmm. Isolated this one part about Native Americans and posted it. And I don't know if it went viral, but he got a lot of flack over it and had a show canceled. So then he posted somewhat of an apology video. So anyway, here's the clip they posted, and we'll get to what he said about it. This is the actual clip that got him in trouble. It's been taken down from YouTube because he had a copyright claim, but
you found it?
TMZ still has it up. Mm. So.
Fuck a bunch of Indians. I'm sick of hearing about are we supposed to boohoo over goddamn Indians? The shit was 120 years ago. Fucking get over it. Nobody fucking 150 years ago is making you drink now. Fucking dry up, you fucking bunch of alcoholics, and go get a real fucking job. Cut that fucking hair. Bon Jovi cut his. You should cut yours. This shit is done, son. It's done. Fuck you, bunch of Indians. Fuck the Indians. I'm sorry. I'm sorry they as a group never made it to the Bronze Age. I'm sorry they never invented the motherfucking wheel. I'm sorry. Boo hoo 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 hoo. Boo fucking hoo. Fuck the Indians. Maybe if they had done some of that shit, we would have taken their country with three smallpox blankets and a bag of beads. Fuck a bunch of Indians. Fuck them.
It's a pep rally comic.
Yeah, very much a pep rally comic. What was the longer bit?
So okay, now Ralphie
with the
May,
longer bit was just a.
And furthermore,
I've heard 3 words term before he said that,
and I love the Redskins. You know?
Yeah, 3 months before he said that.
So
what was the
that bit was from I think 10 years ago or so. Ralphie May used to sound different on stage. It's this weird thing where if you watch old clips of Comic View, he's using all kinds of black slang and shit, mm-hmm.
Oh,
and then
right.
Now he's like, "Hi, I'm Ralphie May." Like I don't know who the real Ralphie May is, but.
He doesn't all the
he
way
doesn't know.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
This is.
But he's been doing comedy for a while.
Yeah,
a
long time.
Years.
Yeah.
He has PTSD
started,
and weird shit like that. He was on Diaz's podcast
PTSD
saying stuff.
For what?
And then he started talking about Armenians, and then Joey was like, "Hey, why are you gonna be disrespectful, dog?" You know, and Joey's not known for being like racially sensitive, but he was even like, "Yo,
shut your mouth."
Well, Ralphie May, I didn't know much. I never really watched him too much. When he was on Last Comic Standing, the first season.
Oh, he's on the first season?
That was the one that Dat Fan won.
Dat Fan.
And I remember, like, he was one of the big dogs in the house. Like, you didn't want to challenge him. Him and, like, Voss and, you know, somebody else. But I remember, like, he had this bit, like, on the final show, you know, one of the final shows. And I thought it was such an awful bit. Just from an objective comedy standpoint, it was about the Middle East. It was about gas prices were high. And this was probably like 04 or whatever it was, or maybe before that actually, it was probably like 02. And he was like, yeah, just, it was about the whole bomb them into a parking lot.
Bomb them!
He was, light them up, George. George Bush.
Light them up!
Light them up. I want cheap gas. Cheap gas. Light them up. Cheap. It was an aggressively stupid bit, I thought. It was just light them up for cheap gas. Mm-hmm. And it was very much like that. It was just a pep rally. They never done anything for us anyway. Let them up. That kind of thing. And I was just like,
Riley comedy.
I was like, what is this?
That's the first time I heard that term.
There's a lot of it.
Yeah. There's a lot of just list off a bunch of shit and get applause.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I always thought that. I always thought that was kind of like a lowest common denominator thing with him. And I never really warmed to him after that. Now, he might have bits that I think would be great. But because of what I saw then, I was like, well, that's a dumb joke.
Well, I knew about him when he was from Texas, so I've never really cared for him one way or the other.
So he's from Texas.
Yeah.
I think he's from Arkansas originally.
Yeah, but he started doing his comedy in Houston.
He linked up with Sam Kinison. That's how far back he goes.
Wow.
Toward the end of Kinison's life. So he said that this bit about Native Americans was a whole rant. I think it culminates in the reason he's mad about Native Americans is because he's mad that Dances with Wolves beat Goodfellas for the Oscar in '92. So it's like a juxtaposition. It's like, I'm so mad, I'm so mad, I'm so mad, I'm so hateful because my favorite movie got snubbed. It's one of those things. It's like you flip it, you know.
Goodfellas was a good film.
So his whole, I think the whole joke was this big build, like, why is he so mad? Oh, it's funny. Why? The reason he's mad is funny. You know, it's a funny reason.
Oh.
So he lists off all this hateful stuff about Native Americans because.
And it's some petty shit.
Some petty shit.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So there's, I mean, it's a formula. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of bits like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so.
That's a shortcut.
Anyway, this is what he said about this video that popped up when he sort of gave his apology on YouTube.
Hello. I'm Ralphie May. Apparently,
that was.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
Hello.
I'm Ralphie May.
I'm Ralphie May. Have you ever thought about Amway?
Like listening to the what's that show? South Park.
Cartman. Yeah, Cartman.
That's like Cartman.
I'm Ralphie May. Apparently, my comedy was taken out of context.
It's so weird because. All the swag we just heard in that joke is
gone.
It's just
because it's fake. It's not real. Yeah. This is the real guy.
This is the sensitive guy.
And when I was talking about Native Americans, it was edited, over-edited, illegally used and recorded, and they left out the punch.
Well, first of all, illegally used and recorded means nothing because he legally recorded it. So he put it out there. Huh. You know, yeah, they jacked it from your special, and it left out the punch.
The punch.
I left out the punchline.
Punchline.
Which is the whole reason that I'm upset with Indians is the fact that Dances with Wolves beat Goodfellas out for the Oscar in 1992. It's such a ludicrous thing that no one, if you heard it in your full context, would think it's anything but a joke. That's all it was. It's a joke.
That's all it was.
But in their editing, they use my voice to inflict pain on people, innocent people. And for that, I'm sorry. You didn't deserve this. Not from me, Not from this face. Not from this point of view. Not this accent.
Jowls.
He didn't deserve it. And I'm sorry. My material was stolen and then used on an album and then put out by somebody else, edited again. And all the while, I had no idea anything was happening. If the city of Bemidji, Minnesota will allow me to perform, we have approximately 100 tickets left. I would like to invite, and I said this online, I would like to invite you, the people that are upset, if you're in the area, to come, sit, watch me as a whole, pass judgment at the end. But I'm going to take all of the revenue from that evening that I generate and donate it to charity, because I did hurt people's feelings and people did take this out of context. And we're all victims in this. My art was stolen for a political statement, taken out of context. And then the people that heard this were hurt and offended.
All right,
and some felt betrayed by me.
I wish he would have played the actual bit, because I don't want to search for it in his whole catalog. He has tons of specials. He generates a lot of material.
You said earlier, he puts out specials.
Yeah, he has a lot of shit on Netflix.
Here's the thing. He puts out specials called not politically correct.
Just correct.
Just correct. And that's how he throws himself around as this comic who's
part of his branding.
Yeah, who's not correct and who I say the things that other people aren't saying. Okay.
And then apologize.
You got called on it.
Clip is from 05.
You know.
Ooh.
Suffered the consequences of the things that you say. Having said that, he's right. They stole his bit. I don't know if stole is the right way. They just played part of it. They didn't play all of it.
They legally used his bit. Yeah, we get that.
They didn't play
of
it.
They legally played one of his bits.
Yeah,
also,
certainly did. Yeah. You know, they didn't play all of it, but I don't, you know, if you want to call yourself, I personally wouldn't be as apologetic as he was. I might say the same things that he's saying.
I think he wants people to like him. He's that guy.
Well, and you can see that.
But he also throws out and he said it on Twitter, it's almost like that equal opportunity offender thing. Like, I'll go after blacks, whites,
which I think is bullshit. Why are you proud of the fact that you go after everybody?
Right, or I include them in my act.
Yeah, why is that something to be proud of?
You're a misanthrope.
If you target every race, that means you don't.
If everybody's offended, then no one can be offended. Well, people can still be offended even though you're going after somebody else. They can be offended for the other person.
That happens.
I understand the joke he was doing because I'm a comic. I think it's a simple joke. It wouldn't be a joke that I would do because my mind doesn't work like that. Just to say, to me, it's just you're just saying hateful things to garner a reaction out of your audience.
I never was in it.
And then you
twist the knife,
and then you rug pull them at the end.
Well, jokes are there's a lot of comedy is exaggeration.
Yeah, well, that's
so. This is like the rawest, just basic.
Yeah,
the basic level of this joke is an exaggerated anger. It's like when you get cut off in traffic and you just wish the guy would die.
Yeah,
people have jokes about that. Like this minor thing would happen.
Yeah.
I've probably had jokes in my act that go that route. But the thing is, people get your jokes for the wrong reasons or unintended reasons all the time. It's the whole thing of, you know, Chappelle. There's a white guy laughed too hard and he walked away from his show. Like that's simplifying the situation, but. There are people who laugh for the wrong reasons, and you're giving them, giving them cover, you know, by throwing out the stuff, and then they can laugh. Now, maybe they're not laughing for horrible reasons, and I think I've said on the podcast before, people always say this: you got to laugh with or laugh at, and I think the biggest part of that is always left out, which is just laughing because there's no at or with, and a lot of times things are just kind of funny. You know, a guy ranting about. Y'all didn't even invent the wheel. You know, that could be funny, I guess. But he's walking that line, and he's always walked that. He's the guy who, you know, proudly walks that line. So some people, if you're like, oh, I might offend people, well, I don't care. Okay, well, they got offended. Now you care, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. If you're going to be that kind of comic, which he's got a huge career off, he tours constantly, then why does it bother you so much that people were offended?
That's a good question.
You know, a show got canceled, I guess. You don't want to be seen as a racist.
One show.
You don't want that label as of being a racist.
Right.
That's always a tough label to overcome.
You
but
can't beat that one.
You've been walking that line for years,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This can't be the first time this has happened.
No.
No.
I would be amazed if stand behind the shit you say. Just say, listen, I didn't mean it like that. You need to hear the whole joke.
You sure. Have balls to do that now, though. It's so sensitive. You really got to have some balls to do that.
Light them up.
And I agree with that, but that's his material. His material is not.
Well, that
there's no depth.
That
there.
Light them up joke like is that. The same joke. It's exaggerated response to I want cheap gas.
Yeah.
Exaggerated response to my movie didn't win.
Yeah.
You know, it's just listing off that's, a bunch
that
of shit.
Comedy is that, though. Truth plus exaggeration. I said one night that I have a line in my act that. I can let Ava take a bath by herself because I don't have to worry about her dying accidentally in the bathtub, accidentally drowning herself.
She's old enough now.
Because she's old enough, she won't do that. So I can let her sit in there by herself. I said, because that's a fear of fathers.
Uh-huh.
Because you think about that shit when you're a father. You're like, hey, you don't fucking die when it's just you and daddy in the house.
Yeah, that's right.
You die when it's you and mommy in the house alone. You don't die. You and daddy in the house alone. I can't explain that shit away.
Right.
I think I did something to you. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to go to jail because you were clumsy. You know. So if you, I said that one night at Beer Baron, and a woman in the audience went, oh my God. I was like, yeah. Do you honestly think I want my kid to die in a tub?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you not see how everybody else is laughing at the line? You know, it's just, it's a line. Relax.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's not, I can't do anything for that. I can't do anything crazy. For that girl. So I'm not going to concern myself. I just exactly. keep going with the joke.
That's right. It.
That's not even the joke. There's more in the joke.
We also all said things.
And by the way, that's the truth. Because I remember one time I was sitting on the floor when she was a newborn baby. I was sitting on the floor. And I think it was one of the first times I was with her here by myself because she had left. And I was sitting on the floor. We were sitting in front of the TV, and she had laid down. And I looked away. Now, kids fall asleep quick. You don't know that until you have a child.
Right.
Like, just 1 minute they're awake, then they're asleep.
Mm-hmm.
She fell asleep. And I was like, what the fuck? that was the first. The second thought was, somebody will think I killed, you know, that's, you know.
Yeah.
You think that shit.
Yeah.
What?
That's crazy.
Then you she woke up. Yeah, she woke up crying. Well, I didn't wake her up, but I was doing all this shit. So she ended up waking up mad. Now she mad at me.
Yeah.
She just fell asleep. That shit
thinking
like that
about
happens.
You.
That's how that becomes a joke later.
Yeah.
But we've also.
I remember that feeling.
Even right. if you take away that sort of. That style of comedy. We've all said things on stage that if you isolate and play over and over again, we've all said things on this podcast. We've yelled
yeah.
the word. We've yelled the word faggot.
A
you
lot.
Know?
No, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's big in the '80s.
We do it in the when we do yell.
It's sarcastic
out,
to
we're
us.
Sarcastically making fun of people who do.
But
do,
we would
do
have
that.
To. We would have to go on YouTube and explain that this is a joke.
I'm not going back to explain it though.
Mm-hmm.
Like just listen,
if you wanted to, if you wanted that to happen. But
podcast.
It's so crazy.
But we've all done things. That's why, like, I mean,
we yell at nigga a lot, by the way, too, though. And I don't even use it on stage, so. We offend everybody, equal opportunity.
Equally.
What do we call white people, Petey?
Honkies.
There you go. We can do everybody.
So we've all been, so as for, from a comics perspective, there are definitely things I've said on stage. And when I record an album, there are going to be definitely things you'll be able to take out of that and
right.
probably make me look like a monster.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Randolph Terrence, monster.
And you play if you play that clip over and over again. You know, there's so many times where I've heard like, oh, so such and such racist comedy bit, and then you hear it, and you're like, that wasn't racist,
not racist at all.
You know, but someone called it racist. So I get it. You know, we've all been there. I think even back to the Don Imus snappy headed hose thing, like we've said way worse shit off the top of our. He was talking off the top of his head, not a prepared bit.
Mm-hmm.
We've all said way worse shit off the top of our head on stage to exaggerate or out of sarcasm or irony. That you isolate and play over and over again, we're done. You know, people are just going to write us off. So I'm protective of that because you can definitely, you know, make Ralphie Mae look like something he's not.
Right.
If you take that out of context, and all of us could look maybe worse than Ralphie Mae.
Yeah.
So I get it, but just, you know, I don't get the Sarah McLachlan commercial he just did. You know, like, the, hey, I'm, no, Jeff, the, what his response video? Just
oh
said.
Yeah, yeah.
I am Ralphie Mae.
The teary eyes.
Just say, look, it was a joke. I mean,
is he having problems with money?
No, I think he's just. Maybe there's an insecurity. Maybe he just doesn't like people thinking he's racist, or
that's
maybe
probably,
people
yeah.
not liking him. So I don't know why he did the response video. But my thing would be like, oh, here's a whole bit.
We're yeah, done. Right.
You know,
yeah, watch mm-hmm. the whole bit and wait and hang into the end and listen to the punchline.
You don't have to go on the apology tour.
No, you don't,
because everything you're talking about is the setup,
right?
Especially when you've been doing this for
this
kind of comedy for two decades at least. Like, I don't know why
you've owned it by now.
It wouldn't hurt
him.
Yeah, he's probably been heckled by people saying you're a racist. He's probably had this back and forth. He should have. He should be calloused by these responses.
The thing about a lot of these comedy shows is people aren't going to see you; they're going to see a comedy show.
But
sometimes, so that you know, they hear something they don't like, they're like, "Man, I didn't pay to fucking see this." Well, actually, you did.
You did pay to see,
but
that.
You didn't know you were going to see this. Right. And
yeah, you
here
just
it
didn't
is.
Like. You just don't like the thing you paid to
but
see.
But he's a name. Yeah. He has a tour bus. I mean, you know, people go to see Ralphie.
Right? Mike. No, they do.
So if this show was shut down because someone pressured the city into shutting it down. Okay, book yourself a different venue, the next town over, you know, or just skip that town. If they're fucking with his money, I get it. I get he doesn't want that to happen, but his response seems just like odd to me.
A little steep.
You know, a little of an overreaction. I like the non-apology. I like the, oh, this is a joke. You don't have to like it. Here's the whole joke. I'd post the whole joke. I would say, here's the whole joke.
Here's the whole joke. This is the thing.
Yeah.
You're not getting any parts of my money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's not going to happen. Okay, you don't like it. That's fine.
Yeah, you don't like it. You think I'm a racist? I don't think I am. I'm not. Yeah. There you go. It's over.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that's the people who are throwing darts at you. Their motives might not be pure either. They might be looking for their own attention or their own fulfillment of some for some reason. And you're their conduit for that. So a lot of that stuff is just, I just don't even engage in that.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, from a comedy perspective, I get it. I get the ability to make any comic look like a monster is there.
Monster? Right on
if you want it.
So scary.
Yeah.
I think we're going to bring it home on that. Did you guys have a good time?
I had a great time, as always.
Fantastic. Rollo, next time you're in town.
Most definitely.
Let us know. We're going to do this again. Rollo the Young.
I'm a fan.
Baby, he's 28.
Is that young? I feel old.
28 years old.
It's
could be our kid.
Let me tell you, I'm 34. Yeah, I felt young at 28. Yeah. I don't know, if I was old at 28, now I feel dead.
I would have probably.
I envy your youth.
I would have probably guessed 27-ish.
Hey, that's hilarious.
I'm 41.
Yeah, he's 45. 47. I'm almost 20. I'm 19 years older than you. I could be your daddy.
That's crazy. Shit. My dad. Oh, no. My dad. Oh,
you mommy in college.
Something like your daddy. Something like your daddy.
Wow. See, 45 college. Young to me because my parents are old. I think I was a mistake.
How old are your parents?
Man, no mistake. My father's like 68.
Oh,
my
wow.
Like
when are you so amped up?
Oh, yeah. So your father's 40 years older than you?
He's pretty old. He's
mine
old
is.
Guy.
My father's 40 years older. He was 40 when I was born. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they was getting in there.
Must have been. One last try.
Listen, people, come on back on Monday. We'll be here for you guys. Rollo, give me your stuff. Give the people
man,
your stuff.
Man, RolloBoykins.com, RalloBoykins, and at RolloBoykins on all your social media platforms.
Y'all know where Petey's at.
Petey Steele, Facebook, at Steelborn DC, STEELEBORN, capital D, capital C, Instagram, and Twitter.
Y'all know where we're at already.
If you want to find me on stage on April 28th, I'll be at the DC Improv open mic. The poster that's on Facebook doesn't have my name on it, but I'm on it. I checked.
Christ,
I double checked.
Nice.
I was like, wait a minute, guy. I saw the poster, guys. I sent an email like, am I on it? Yeah. So yeah, you're good.
Antoine came back home. Sorry. You're on.
No, he was like, yeah, just come through. I'm on it. It's April 28th in the main room of the DC Improv.
Oh, yeah, we are. Yeah, we both on it.
Yeah, we're both on that. Yeah. So
good. I'm coming.
That's next week because this goes up Thursday. That's going to be next
I'm
week.
Then.
So
both y'all
come to that.
Yeah.
It's a Talib Babb is hosting. It's a good lineup.
That's a good show. I don't think I have something coming up. What do I have coming up?
June, I'm at Magoobies.
In June.
Nice.
In June, I'm at Cellar Door in Frederick.
I think the first week in June, I'm at Magoobies. Yeah, but I'll let you guys know.
Yeah. Might be some stuff in May, too.
Yeah, and I'm sure there'll be something in May. So thanks, guys, for coming out. Thanks for anything you're throwing in the Prosperity Podcast bucket. We appreciate you guys.
The donations have been just trickling lately. We need you guys.
Kick them back up. There's back jets up. Out there with our names on
we
them.
We got to get a jet. We need a jet. We can't fly with sinners.
Can't have no change in the church.
I have said before, if everybody just kicked in 50 cents, we'd have this jet shortly. Uh-huh. We'd already be having this
jet. If we had jet money, I think we'd probably spend it on other things.
Probably.
But you don't know. We might buy the jet.
Probably, but if every time you kicked in, if you just kicked in 50 cents instead of just sticking yourself with $5 every now and then,
yeah,
we'd be balling.
Yeah.
So help us ball out.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey.
Thanks again for you guys for coming in. Thanks for any of the reviews or anything you've done for us. We appreciate you guys. And we had a great time with you guys, and we hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
He's on my right.
Peace.
He's on my left.
Man Rallo.
The man Rallo.
Coolie High Comedy.
Man out of Coolie High.
Yeah, we are four guys on. And we are out.
Spectacular. Cardiovascular. Attacker. Jacks on the track with the blacker. Hustler. Bucket slugger. 40-ounce guzzler. The gold nugget veins punch holes inside your chakra veins. Fluid from your brain can drain, but the horror you now has become stained. Ice cold like the winter Eskimo. Enter your skin like a splinter. The decimal is have a festival. Wu-Tang killer bees when you... Ah, it's a